Welcome to Kingpins, a Parcast original. I'm Alistair.
And I'm Kate. Every day in May, we're featuring a quote by an iconic criminal, teaching us, in their own words, what it takes to survive in the underworld.
Today's quote is from gangster Guarino Willie Moretti. Though he was known as Frank Costello's muscle, he had a sharp sense of humor. And when he testified in the Senate's Kefauver hearings in 1950, Willie brought that humor with him.
Senators asked Moretti how long he'd been in the mob. Moretti replied,
"What do you mean? Like, do I carry a membership card that says Mafia on it?"
The senators chuckled. Sure, it didn't answer their question, but it brought some levity to the stiff political hearing. Levity that was also much appreciated by the millions of Americans watching the televised hearings in their living rooms.
But in at least one living room, they weren't laughing. His fellow mobsters Vito Genovese and Albert Anastasia were furious.
Moretti's quip wasn't only a gaffe. It was the final straw that led to his murder.
Moretti essentially admitted he was in the mafia. This broke a long-standing rule. Never say you're in the mafia. Known as omerta, it was an oath the Cosa Nostra brought with them from Italy.
The idea of carrying a card was the antithesis to everything omerta stood for. Moretti knew this. So did the senators in the committee. The joke was a hit.
Except for the fact that Moretti himself had sworn omerta. He'd been in the American Mafia for almost two decades after immigrating from Italy himself.
And he wasn't just some grunt. He was an underboss to Frank Costello, the boss of the Luciano crime family. Moretti associated with the likes of Lucky Luciano and Joe Adonis. He was a close friend of Frank Sinatra. He was a big deal.
Moretti should have known to plead the fifth, like so many other mobsters who testified in the Kefauver hearings throughout 1950. He certainly knew that breaking omerta was a death sentence.
This wasn't the first time Willie Moretti suffered from loose lips. He'd been increasingly free with his words lately, sometimes spouting borderline nonsense. His allies blamed it on syphilis-induced dementia, but they could never quite tell what was dementia and what was Moretti's trademark sense of humor.
Either way, it seemed like Moretti's days were numbered. After his careless joke at the Senate hearing, the crime family knew they couldn't trust Moretti anymore. Who knew what secrets he'd surrender next?
So Genovese and Anastasia began planning a lunch date.
On October 4th, 1951, Willie Moretti dressed for a business lunch. In a brown suit and wine-colored tie, he drove to Joe's Elbow Room in New Jersey. He greeted four business associates in Italian, and they sat down for lunch.
Oddly, they were the only group in the restaurant.
The waitress promised to return with menus, but when she stepped out of the room, she quickly realized that wouldn't be necessary.
38 caliber gunshots echoed over the empty tables.
Just before 11:30 a.m., Willie Moretti was lying dead on the restaurant's tiled floor. He'd been shot in the face with one bullet rocketing through his cheek and mouth.
The appropriate punishment for a man who talked too much.
Thanks to omerta, Willie Moretti's murder remains officially unsolved. Life magazine noted his cause of death as an occupational disease.
Despite his liabilities, Moretti was well-liked at the time of his death. Thousands of people went to his funeral. In fact, his popularity may have been a factor in his murder.
Willie Moretti was muscle. He had power. He was popular. He was an underboss, just one level down from the top. And he was in the way.
Taking Moretti out created an opening in the Luciano crime family. An opening Vito Genovese filled as a new underboss. Soon, he rose to become the boss of what is recognized today as the Genovese crime family.
Maybe today's quote was just an excuse for a hit that was a long time coming. Either way, it started a new era for the Italian-American mafia, Willie Moretti's ill-timed words were the beginning of the notorious Genovese crime family.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with another Kingpin's Quote.
You can find more episodes of Kingpins for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.